Page 100. Story time. The Voyages of Sinbad the Sailor. Exercise 1. Read and listen.
The Voyages of Sinbad the Sailor. I am Sinbad the Sailor. This is the story of my sixth voyage. I will make one last voyage, I thought. It was a long and dangerous voyage. It was very windy. We were lost. The captain pointed to a mountain in front of us.
"Can you see that mountain?" the captain shouted. "There is a cave at its foot. The sea will take our ship into it. I cannot stop it now. There is no way out of the cave. When a man goes in there, he dies!"
The sailors tried to sail the ship out of the fast water, but they could do nothing. The mountain came nearer and nearer. Suddenly, the water carried our ship into the cave. Inside, the ship hit the walls and broke. There were men and wood everywhere in the water.
"Where are you?" I called.
I listened, but nobody answered. I could do nothing to help my friends. The water was fast, and it carried me through the cave on some wood from the ship. My journey through those black caves was very long. I was tired and afraid. I fell asleep. I woke to the sound of shouts. I opened my eyes and looked around me. I was next to a great river. People looked down on me. The noise came from them. "Who are you?" I asked. "Can you help me?" They answered me. "You are in the country of the great king of Serendip." I was happy then, because I knew about this great king and his country. I knew he was kind to people. "These mountains are dangerous. How did you come here?"
"I will tell you my story," I said.
I told them how our ship went into the cave near the sea and broke on the walls. I cried. "My friends are dead. I was afraid on that long and dangerous journey." A man said,
"You must tell this story to the king. We will take you to him now."
They brought a horse for me, and we left the river. After 3 days, we arrived at the king's city, and the men went to see him. The king liked the story of my great adventure. He wanted to hear more stories. He was kind. He gave me rooms and the best clothes and food and other good things. He sent for me day after day, and I told him the story of all my voyages. One day, I heard about a ship. "This ship is going to my city," I said. "Can I go home now?"
"Yes, go," said the king. "I will give you a letter for your king, and many rich things for you and him."
"Thank you," I answered. The king sent many beautiful things from Serendip. I had a good voyage home, and I took the presents to the king. Then I went back to my house and met my friends again.